here, Juan said, not from Ferrisville, or even Rust Belt, not even from rest of system. Was I so obtrusively ignorant that even a kid could see it? I guess you don't get many tourists these days. Not since bedtime, no. What was it like to live through? I don't know, mister. I just too. Of course, it was 7 years ago. From a child's perspective, that really was most of a lifetime ago. Juan and Tom and the other street children would barely be able to remember what life was like in Chasm City prior to the plague. Those few years of limitless wealth and possibility would be blurred with the soft-focused simplicity of infancy. All they knew, all they truly remembered, was the city as it now was, vast and dark and again filled with possibility, except now it was the possibility that lay in danger and crime and lawlessness. A city for thieves and beggars, and those who could live by their wits rather than their credit ratings. It was just a shock to find myself in one. We passed other rickshaws returning to the concourse, slick sides glossy with rain. Only a few of them carried passengers, hunched sullenly down in raincoats, looking as if they would rather have been anywhere else in the universe than Chasm City. I could relate to that. I was tired, I was hot, sweat pooling under my clothes, and my skin itched and crawled for want of a wash. I was acutely conscious of my own body odor. What the hell was I doing here? I had chased a man across more than 15 light years, into a city which had become a sick perversion of itself. The man I was chasing was not even truly bad. Even I could see that. I hated Ryvich for what he had done, but he had acted much as I would have done in the same circumstances. He was an aristocrat, not a man of arms, but in another life, if the history of our planet had followed another course, he and I might even have been friends. Certainly I had respect for him now, even if it was a respect born out of the way he had acted completely beyond my expectations when he destroyed the bridge at Nueva Valparaiso. Such casual brutality was to be admired. Any man that I misjudged that badly had my respect. And yet, for all that, I knew I'd have no qualms about killing him.
"I think," Juan said, "you need history lesson, mister."
What I had managed to learn aboard the Stralnikov had not been very much, but it was all the history I felt that I had an appetite for right now. If you're thinking I don't know about the plague. The tunnel was growing lighter ahead. Not much, but enough to indicate that we were about to enter the city proper. The light which suffused it had the same caramel brown texture I'd seen from the behemoth, the color of already murky light filtered through yet more murk.
"Plague hit? Make building go wacko," said Juan.
That much they told me.
"They no tell you enough, mister."
His syntax was rudimentary, but I suspected it was an improvement on anything the rickshaw driver was capable of.
"Them building change real fast."
He made expansive hand gestures. "Many folk get die, get squashed or end up in wall." That doesn't sound too nice.
"I show you people in wall, mister. You no make joke no more. You shit on pence."
We swerved to avoid another rickshaw, scraping against us.
"But listen, them building they change fastest up at top, right?"
I don't follow.
"Them building like tree, got big lot of root sticking ground, right?"
"Constructional feed lines, is that it? Leaching raw materials from the bedrock for repair and regrowth?"
"Yeah, what I say, like big tree, but